Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Sister Gladys, facilitating this morning. This is April the 4th, 2023. I just want to just thank God and appreciate God for life this morning, for waking me up this morning, for starting, you know, out my day this morning, and I just appreciate God for everyone that's on this line this morning, you know, coming into agreement and unity and praying while having the same mind of Christ. And just coming together in unity and prayer for the paraphrase and deliverance ministry this morning. Pastor Darlene Bundad is the pastor over this ministry. Appreciating, you know, God, just for the ones that are here and the ones that that wanted to be here for some reason, they're not here. And I just want to know this morning, that anyone else on the line to make yourself known this morning, before we come together, in a corporate prayer for, you know, just praying for the needs of, you know, just praying, just thanking, giving God thanks this morning for all the things that He's done for us, not asking Him for anything first thing this morning. And that when we are not praying, please be observant of having a spirit of excellence, meeting your phone lines when we're not doing corporate prayer or when you're not speaking, so that people that are listening in, that they won't be hindered by the background noise that are coming from the television or whatever device that you have on. I just want to know who's here this morning. Could you unmute your phone to let me know who's on the line this morning?
Come on, it's Yvonne.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne. Is there anyone else?
Good morning, this is Sister Mary.
Okay, good morning, Sister Mary. Who else is here?
Good morning, Sister Felicity is here. Listening in agreement.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Galactica. Who else is here on the line? Okay. Well, God says where there's two or three, and there's more than two or three gathered together in His name, He's going to be in the midst. So I appreciate God for the ones that are here right now, and I know that there's more to be coming. I just want us to just stand in agreement for me this morning. My blood sugar woke up, and it's low, and just have prayer for me before we get into the prayer this morning. Can I have everyone that come in to pray for me, over me, because my blood sugar, you know, is dropped real low. So I tried to eat some candy and stuff like that, but it's still not where I need to be this morning. So when we come together in prayer, Sister Mary, can I have you know, just everyone just pray for me this morning, okay?
Okay. Father God, we're so grateful and thankful, Lord Jesus. Lord God, of this day, Lord God, that you've given us, oh God. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, oh God. And Lord God, as we come before you, oh Lord God, on this new day that you've given us, oh God, we just give you glory and give you praise. We pray for our sister, dramatic. Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, that you will restore her health, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. From the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. To regulate, Lord God, this blood, oh Lord God. Sugar to regulate this blood like an altar, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you. We bless you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, for your divine favor, Lord God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, as we come before you, Lord God, we praise this and thanksgiving, Lord God, in our hearts, oh Lord God, today, Lord. We just give you glory, Father. We thank you for being among us and in the midst of us, oh God, today, Lord Jesus. Oh God, I just ask you to bless, Lord, each and every one, Lord God, that is on this prayer line, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you will favor them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that have petitions, oh Lord God, for prayers, oh Lord God, this morning, God, that you will hear our prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, as we walk faithfully, Lord God, before you, Lord Jesus, this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, honoring you, Lord God. Oh God, just remembering seeing the wonders of your works, oh Lord God, this day, Lord God, that you so faithfully, Lord God, are on time, God, that gives us, oh Lord God, the glory that we could see, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are at work, oh God. You're at work, oh Lord God, just as you're at work, Lord God, and the things that the wonders of your work, Lord God, you're at work in us, oh God. And for that, Lord God, we give you glory. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine favor, Lord God, in our lives, oh God. Lord God, as we come before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, this Tuesday, Lord God, this April 4th, oh Father God, we are knowing that this is the day, Lord Jesus, that you have made, Lord God. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We can do nothing without you, Lord God, today. We can do nothing. We could say nothing, Lord God. We could just be about our business, nothing without you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we declare your goodness this day, Lord God, over us, oh Lord, over our families, oh Lord God, over our communities, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, over our workplace, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, with it, you spread our feet, Father God, in the marketplaces, oh Lord God. We declare your goodness, oh God. We declare our covenant, Father God. The blood of Jesus, oh Lord God, will cover us whenever we go, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And lead, Lord God. We will carry your spirit, Lord God. We pray and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that the word that will come forth, oh Lord God, will bless us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the word that we will hear your word, do your and do the will of God for our lives, oh God. Lord God, we take nothing for granted, Lord God. We thank you for increases, oh Lord God, as you increase our spirits this morning, God. We thank you for our the gladness, oh Lord God, clearing up every, Lord God, thing that may try to come against her to stop her from, you know, delivering the word of God, delivering a message, oh Lord God, that we so desire to hear, Father God. We thank you for healing her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And those that are even on here right now, Lord God, on this prayer line that are listening in, God, we ask you, Jesus, to touch right now, Jesus.
to heal right now, Jesus. Grant peace right now, Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for good audience, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will hear clearly, Lord God, what is being said, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we, oh Lord Jesus, will have a voice, oh Lord God, this morning, Lord God. A voice, oh Lord God, to give you glory and to praise your name, Lord Jesus. To praise your name, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. We bless you and thank you, Lord God, and give you glory. And I will turn it back over to Sister Gladys.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers to come together, you know, with corporate prayer, just giving God thanks, not only just for me, but for just for the things that he has. He woke us up this morning, and we're in our right mind. And so I just appreciate God for everything to do so we can unmute our phones so we can come together as a body in unity. Just giving God the glory for all the things that he's done, the things that he's doing, and the things that he's about to do. So unmute your phones, and everyone, let's come together and give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father God, we just thank you right now, God, for being our creator, for being our healer, for being our deliverer, for being
yes,
our
Lord God, we thank you. Praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for praise you, because you alone are worthy, Lord God, of the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We serve God, we thank you, Lord God, we call on Lord God.
You are our Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are our Lord.
God, hallelujah. Alpha and Omega. Thank you,
Lord, just for being in our heart this morning.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glory to God, hallelujah.
Waymaker, you are a door opener. You are healing. You are everything, Jesus. You are
thank you for everything.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank you for being in our life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank you for being you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just can't thank you enough. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank you. Thank you for this bread and day. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
thank you, Lord God, for being
a deliverer.
Yes, glory to God, hallelujah.
Send him back. Thank you. Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for looking out for the homeless people out there. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And every spirit that's not like you.
Thank you for watching out for the kids when they catch the bus and go to school. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We reveal
you. We thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord God. Let the mission in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the faithfulness.
Looking out for my children. They call me. And you know what? Thank you.
He died on
the cross. You know what you're going through. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you.
We thank you right now.
Thank you just for being there for her. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you right now, God.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Lovely and of before, if there be any virtue,
and it prays to keep our minds thinking on these things. Thank you, God, for us being Christ-mindedness, Father, in the name of. Thank you, God, for clean hearts and clean hands, that our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you this morning, Lord God. For the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leads us through the path of righteousness for his sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil. Our cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever in the miraculous mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We honor you this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage and sets the captives free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. And I want to thank everybody, hallelujah, that's on this line this morning. Hallelujah, coming together as one. It is so good that we can come together and pray on the same accord for the needs, hallelujah, for the world. Hallelujah, for our neighbors, for our city, for our state. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for our councilmen, for the president. Hallelujah, for the bright vice president. In the name of Jesus, for our councilmen, our senators. Hallelujah. Just praying for the government and all, that God will strategically put people in their path right now, God, to give them sound counsel right now, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God, you said your word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. So it will not come back. It will go out and accomplish those things that you sent it out to do, and it shall not come back void right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for strategically putting people in their path, Father, in the name of Jesus, that will speak truth in the name of Jesus, in the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. And I have, I just want to thank everyone that came in and for the prayer for me and the needs of others. Woke up this morning not feeling so well. And I knew I had to still be on the facilitator for this morning, and I didn't want the enemy to rob me of from doing that. So I thank everyone for their prayers this morning. I just want to just thank you. I just have words of
someone has their phone on. Please put your phones on mute at this moment while Sister Gladys is. There's thank noise you. In the background. If you're doing any movement, we could hear everything. So if you please put your phones on mute, the message is coming forth. Thank you.
So much for that, Sister Mary. The topic of what, where I'm coming from this morning is He needs you. And I thank God for opening our hearts and our minds to receive His words of encouragement that we have, that we just open up and just listen at each and every word carefully, encouraging us that, we still got to go on in spite of all oppositions, every situation, every circumstance, every challenge, everything, because we're going to suffer persecution for Jesus' name's sake. Because He went through it, and we have to go through it too. So it comes, the words that I'm saying is, when the Lord invites you to places you've never gone before, He already knows ahead of time what your reservations will be. Whether you are afraid, lack motivation, or only see the obstacles, Jesus notices even your tiniest willingness to follow Him. When your heart cries out for Him,
to have you fully, he takes you seriously. He will never push you to do something you aren't willing to do. But he does know how to remove your fears and show you things from his perspective. In his tender compassion, he will speak grace, every reservation, and remind you who you are. He calls you pure and flawless, a loyal dove, and a perfect partner. Let his description of you infuse you with faith and break down any barriers that hinder you from following him. So, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, Lord, unlock your purposes for our lives. Impregnate us with desires that will launch us forward and bring you glory. Help us to see the potential we have for greater things. And we lay our fears at your feet. We will go where you ask. Let every step we take be filled with more of you and less of us. So, Father God, I thank you for those words, and I hope everyone that listened open up their hearts, hallelujah, and to these words of encouragement. And you can always go back and listen to this again. It was like food for thought for me, you know, because sometimes I'm not feeling the same way every day. I might be feeling this way this minute, and the next minute something else try to come. But because we have the Word of God in us, which is the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth, points us the way, hallelujah, bring things back to our remembrance, the Word back to our remembrance when it is needed. In the name of Jesus, how to live in a world such as this, you know, it's a cruel world out there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And so he gives us everything that we need that's planted already on the inside of us to deal with life situations, life crisis, life situations and circumstances. Hallelujah. And emergencies, catastrophes. Hallelujah. And praying for the world. And hallelujah, and our children and our families and our neighbors. And I just appreciate God for all that he do, because only what we do for Christ is going to last, in the name of Jesus. So I just wanted to encourage everyone this morning that he needs us. He needs us. And if we open up our hearts to him, hallelujah, he will gladly step in. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, and I invite him into my home, and I hope you invite him into your home this morning too. And I invite him into my heart and to open my heart to understand, to open our hearts and our minds this morning, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening, because we, just like Jesus served us, we're here to serve him. And so I just thank God that we're servants of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. Servants, hallelujah, to our family members, to people, you know, out there like Jesus washed, hallelujah, his disciples speak, hallelujah. He served, and he did it proudly, hallelujah, because he loved us. He loved us so much. So I just thank God for the reading of this, you know, these words of encouragement. And I hope that each and every one of you, that it touched places in your heart, whatever it is that was said, that, hallelujah, that it encouraged you no matter what. The tiniest little thing, God knows. He knows, and he looks at those things that you are willing to. You are willing to do whatever it is that he commands us to do. And when he does, he will give us the tools that we need. We already have the tools that we need to be able to do it. He empowers us with it. So I just want to thank God for that this morning.
And I thank everybody for muting their phones and stuff, and that we're working and operating out of a spirit of excellence, because people are on this line and they're listening. Hallelujah. And so we want to not, you know, offend anyone by, you know, them not being able to listen and to, I mean, to hear what the word is being coming forth. That's for all the facilitators, you know, every week, you know, every weekday and stuff like that. And so I just thank everyone for being, you know, in obedience to what God wants us to do. So what I want to do this morning, I want to open the prayer line for songs, you know, for praise reports. Somebody that wants to say, you know, just a scripture or a verse or something like that. We all have things to say about what God has done for us, even if it's Jesus Christ, you know, or I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Just open up our mouths and just say something, one thing. That's all it is, you know. So we got to put our voice in action and work out, you know, and speak things into the atmosphere of what we want and what we need God to do for us and our family members. So I just want to thank everybody that has something to say, because God gives us a voice to speak in Jesus' name. So every one by one, so we can listen to everybody's concern, everybody's prayer report, praise report, and open your mic and this is your time to speak now. So open your mic and this morning.
Good morning, everyone. We praise God. Glad to be in the service this morning. We thank God for all he is a man. Hallelujah. It was quite a soft person. Hallelujah. Beautiful occasion to see the workmanship of God's hand in every place. Our prayer request is that you just keep us in prayer. We travel towards South Carolina. We're going to spend a day or so down at Merrill Beach. And then we'll be back up. We'll be on the broadcast every day. And we just thank God. Everyone cheers together and want to call to thank God for the word. And want to remind you that we'll start the fast on tomorrow. Hallelujah to God. Holding each and every one up in prayer. I believe that Pastor Darling sent out the scriptures for the prayer. I'll go over them when we get down there to the beach area down there in South Carolina today. And we're looking for God to make a change. Hallelujah to God. And the thing about it was, people was called us up. Thank God for about the renewing the vows celebration. Hallelujah. And they said that they felt the power of God. They were blessed. Hallelujah to God. And a lot of them was just in awe about, they started thinking about how long it takes, how long 40 years was. How did God bless? And they wanted to know what would it was. That's just all but the prayer that you have with God. You have to have a mind to keep moving forward. In the name of Jesus. So we thank God and we praise God for it, and thank each and everyone for here that's in this hour of power of prayer every day. Hallelujah to God, because the prayer makes a difference. It changes lives. It's opening doors. When God opens the door, can't no man shut it. Hallelujah to God. We just thank God to be a part of the service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Someone's talking. I can't hear them in the back there. Hallelujah.
If you're speaking, speak a little louder.
Oh, my phone was on mute. I was being obedient to, you know. Is there anyone else that have anything that they want to say, a praise report or you know, prayer for family members, prayer for yourself?
We put prayer requests in. Excuse me, we put prayer requests in for today. The former president is supposed to be coming to New York And Lord, go to court. We pray that they you know, I'm rising there. Huh? Yeah, we pray that everything be peaceful. So then they're uprising. Want to continuously keep prayer against the gun violence and stuff. And in the spirit of murder and Cain, the suicide spirit, we just want to hold these things up before God. Thank you. And we bless you in the name.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Passion Week. So let's just remember, this is Passion Week. And I just want to add, let's just continue to keep ourselves consecrated before the Lord. And let's remember God's his great sacrifice. Jesus went to the cross for us. And just be grateful. And just, you know, we need to make new commitments to the Lord to renew our relationship with the Lord is very important. Moreover, pray for the mind of Christ. Pray to God keep our hearts pure, you know, and to truly love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Let's take this time to really, you know, examine ourselves. And if we find ourselves not where we should be, let's truly be convicted of these things and repent and ask God to help us by the power of his Holy Spirit so that we can be the people that the Lord is calling us to be. He's done so much for us. You know, we love him because he first loved us. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, you know. So we want to keep the commandment of love. Love is very important. As saints of Most High God, you know, we need to continue to intercede for those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Pray for those that are homeless. There's a great homeless population in Jacksonville and in other states. So let's just pray that even through the hardships of people, that their hearts return to the Lord and be saved. Let's pray for those who are not saved everywhere in our families and all over, because Jesus is soon to come. God bless you all. We love you and thank you for your prayers.
Amen, amen, amen. I have a prayer request for the Dixon family. They're supposed to be burying my niece. She's in Florida either today or Saturday. I don't think they made up their mind really yet. And just want to thank God that, you know, we're walking in obedience. And I don't think she would mind me saying this for her, because God is such an awesome God that, you know, she worked at a job for 9 years, and someone paid for the whole funeral for her daughter, and she only had one
child. Amen, hallelujah.
It was anonymous. People that didn't want their name to be, it doesn't take, you know, you'd be all out, you know, and saying anything. God operates in different, in many ways, but the whole funeral, whatever the cost is, somebody took up that tab. So I appreciate God for how awesome he is, because even though she had the money, they said, no matter, we're going to pay for it all. So I just thank God. God will seal that in the name of Jesus. He's done it. He's did it, he's done it, and he will do it again. Whatever the need is, that when he sees what he wants to bless, he will bless you accordingly. He just won't do it for just doing it for her. He will do it for any one of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will do it. God will everything belongs to him. The earth, the world, and they that dwell within it. It comes from him in the name of Jesus. This morning, hallelujah, I heard that. I mean, the hairs just stood up on my, hallelujah, on my arms and everything. God, hallelujah. I heard about this last night. Hallelujah. I said, what? And my brother-in-law said,
Yes, God, they paid for everything. They didn't want to know. We know who it was, came from, but they opened in the check. God is thanking God for who he is this morning. And he can do it for us, church. He can do it for us, my sister, brother, in the name of Jesus. So is there anyone else that has a praise report? God can do anything exceedingly and abundantly above all we can even ask or think. In the name of Jesus.
That's right. Yes.
So is there anyone else that has a praise report or are looking for God to do something in their life? Healing? Love towards their neighbor?
We keep the marriage, in prayer.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. This is Chris. I just want to thank God for being able to be here this morning on this prayer line. And thank you, Sister Gladys, for facilitating this morning. And thank you for the word. And I just want to have a prayer request for my mom. She's still battling her colon cancer. So
okay.
I just pray that the diagnosis.
For healing and deliverance.
Yes.
And strength to be able to go through it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The peace around you, Sister Chris, you and the family, while, you know, she's going through, that the peace of God surrounds you, this saturate over you, in the name of Jesus, while you're standing up for your mom and all the other family members, in Jesus' name, and your job, your business, that too. So, God hears every word that's coming forth out of our mouths and stuff like that. That's why it's good to put it out in the atmosphere. Even though we don't feel like it, we don't go by a feeling. Yeah. We go by what we know God promises says, and that he says what he's going to do. He's going to do what he's going to do, but he wants that intimacy.
Right.
And this shows the intimacy is the level that we in him when we speak these things out, because what we have in our and in our minds and our stomach will be a blessing to somebody if we would just only speak it. We are holding somebody's healing, their deliverance, life in our bellies. So we need to speak these things out. We don't believe we're blessing when we say what needs to be said or what we think. Oh, this not, that's not important. Everything is important. Because you don't know who's waiting to hear that answer, to hear the encouragement that comes forth out of your mouth and each and every one of our mouths. So everyone has something to say. I just want, I'm not trying to impress anybody to do anything, you know, God, because God won't do it, but just encouraging, you know, you to speak out and let that voice be heard, your voice be heard.
Is, you
want to
go to McDonald's?
So, okay. Does anyone else have anything else?
Okay.
So we want to also pray for the people that, you know, the cancer and praying for the children each and every day, praying for our family, keeping them lifted up in prayer every day in the name of Jesus, praying for unity in the family and the bickering and stuff like that, and the jealousies and the envies will stop in the name of Jesus. Just praying for everything, hallelujah, that God, you know, brings to our hearts and our minds to pray for. There's a lot that's going on in this world today that we can be prayerful for and stand in the gap for, you know. And so I just thank God that I'm able to pray, you know, for prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, and thanking God, you know, just for everything, just giving him thanks. So is there anyone else have anything that they want to say, they want to share, they want to give thanks for? Okay.
Was it someone going to say something?
Yeah.
This is a Samir again, and I just want to thank God for the word and the message going forth from our sister Gladys. So remembering God, remembering Jesus and his suffering, and how we need God. We really need God. We need
another story.
We walk through our walk through this week, remembering the Passover, and remembering Jesus, remembering the road that he took as he triumphed Jerusalem. And this week is a holy week, and the things we have petitioned for prayer. We have made our petition known for prayer and a prayer request, and God honors that. We thank God for a praise report. Remember last week we was praying for our sister Gladys, our niece, and now we hear this praise report. Even though she is gone, we can't bring her back, but God left us to just remind us to continue to glorify him, to continue to praise him, because even at the hearing the testimony, we could feel God's presence. We could feel God's comfort for that family. So we just thank God for that. And those that have prayer requests, I wrote down many, and there are many that is that we are praying for. We're praying for our sister Chris's mother. We're believing God for her healing. We're believing God for healing. As we think of Jesus and what he went through, we think of Jesus being Jehovah Rapha, God, our God that healeth thee, all the suffering. We pray that this is that the things that she's going through, God would touch and heal even our sister Jamie, even those that are going through this morning with battling this disease. We're just praying that God will heal them, and the medication that is going forth in their bodies will touch only the things and the organs that it's supposed to touch it, to get rid of this disease out of her body in Jesus' name. We cover her this morning in Jesus' name. And along that, if we're ready to start our prayers, we want to pray for our nation. Pray as things are going forth in Washington today with the former president being indicted. We're going to pray for peace. Peace, and that there be peace on those grounds in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray for the gun violence in Jesus' name, for those that are suffering from mental illness. My sister Peggy is whatever has brought them to this point. Praying for our world in the name of Jesus. We're going to cover those that are traveling with traveling mercies and grace be over them. The blood of Jesus cover them as they go to and fro through these different towns on the highways and the byways, airways. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We are praying for each family members that are in need of prayer. We know our families need salvation this morning. We know people in our family that needs to be healed and delivered from all kinds of drugs and things that's going on. And we are praying and standing in agreement too as well for those kids. Many are on spring break. We're praying that God will just cover, and the blood of Jesus are over them as they go about their ways in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
We also want to pray for Sister Pastor Darlene I don't know,
yes.
But she's traveling, whatever, pray over her, for her protection and for prayer over her family, you know, the ones that are here and the ones that went with her, and just for God's covering upon her while she's away, and traveling mercies on the way back also.
Yes.
Amen.
I pray for the Halsey family, traveling mercy, as they go into the time, and my sister's laying her husband to rest. I think it was yesterday, it was in New York, but they're in South Carolina today. We pray for their traveling mercy back home also. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Sister Melvin, whenever you want to start, we can come together and just as corporate and pray for the needs, the prayers that came forth this morning, and for even the prayers, the unsaid, the unspoken thing, because God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows. You may have forgotten something, or you may, you know, just decided not to say anything at all, but God is so loving. He knows the needs in the time that we need it. In Jesus' name. So he's
hallelujah.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
We come together in prayer and for the unseen and the unseen, the known and the unknown thing. Hallelujah. That we're not even aware of that we may come, you know, and you know, in contact with. We don't know what day is going to be like, but we know that we have the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We have that within us. All the tools that we need are in us already. The Holy Spirit just ready to, hallelujah, just remind us of who we are and whom we belong to in Jesus' name. So we can come together right now in corporate prayer and praying for the needs of the body and our family members and our neighbors and our children, our marriages, the government, the murders, and every prayer that has already been prayed. We're thanking God for that. Oh.
Yes.
So, Father God, we come together. Let's come together in prayer. Unmute your mic. We come together. Thank you,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, for God. Lord God, we give you our highest praises for the Lord God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. Lord God, we will magnify you, boy. We thank you, Jesus, by your Father, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for each other. We pray for Father God. Lord God, let your anointing fall fresh upon us today, Lord God. Lord God, we need your anointing, Lord God, to break yokes, to break chains right now, Lord God. Lord God, deliver us, oh Lord. Deliver us, Jesus, oh God. Let free, Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we call it upon you, Jesus, oh God. Lord God, please, God,
Yes, so that's what I wanted. Marriage, Jesus, traveling, mercy, and grace, darling, and her family,
that
Jesus, help them, Lord God,
to go
by every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, financial, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the joy of the Lord, being your
Father.
Thank you, Lord,
for the deal with Father. Thank you right now, Lord God, for the
for the house of him, God.
Thank you, Lord. We stuff out.
Father, in the name of Lord God,
we bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Bless
you, Lord God.
Bless you, Lord God.
thanking him and believing God, saying that no evil word that is spoken over us, every evil word is condemned in Jesus' name. It will not go forth in our lives. We are Christian. We are people of God, Christian that loves God and going forth in Jesus' name. So, God, I thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for everyone that shared. Blessings and peace be with everyone. In Jesus' name, have and we'll see you on tomorrow morning. God bless you. Love you.
Love everyone.
Amen.
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 God bless you. Love you all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.